A handful of third graders have gathered in the cafeteria at Elwood Elementary. Class just let out. It's the Thursday before spring break. Visions of vacation dance in their heads. But these kids aren't going anywhere until they get past their principal.
I can do it. I passed with Mason.
I know, but who do you have to pass?
You!
I know!
Principal Bev Groover has made it a personal mission.
Okay, on your marks!
All 120 Elwood third graders...
Get set!
...have to know their multiplication tables by spring break.
Go!
So every day after school, Principal Groover herself leads the third graders in multiplication boot camp, which opens each day with a speed drill.
Mom, push yourself. Push it, push it.
We're going.
It occurs to me that you're doing this by sheer force of willpower.
It is. Willpower, yes. It's just that I know they can do it.
Indiana state standards only require third graders to know how to count by twos and fives and tens, so Groover's third graders are ahead of the curve, for now. But when they're first held to the Common Core standards in 2014, every third grader will have to know their multiplication tables. It's one reason why many think the coming of the Common Core will raise the bar for most students.
With these standards, we really wanted to focus on clear, and rigorous.
Ryan Reyna is an education program director for the National Governors Association. That's one of the nationwide groups behind the Common Core standards. He says some states have standards that ask students to know about a lot of subjects, but not to know those subjects well. With the Common Core, Reyna says that'll change.
You will be seeing certain grades, certain progressions where there's more time spent on areas and ideas that are critical, are foundation points moving through school and into college and careers.
One of the foundation points in third grade, knowing multiplication tables by heart.
28.
Yes! Okay.
Principal Groover knows she's raising the bar for her third graders, but she says nearly all of them have been up to the challenge so far. And Groover says she has her ways for helping the kids memorize their multiplication facts.
6, 8, 48! 6, 6, 38!
All of her third graders were singing these rhymes, and they're even coming up with their own memory tricks now.
8 and 8 went to the store by Nintendo 64.
Yes, I like that one.
But remember, this standard has to be implemented nationwide, and it's not just teaching third graders to multiply. Russ Whitehurst studies education policy for the Brookings Institution. And for the Common Core to work, he says a lot of textbooks will have to be rewritten and a lot of teachers will need support.
Just saying that kids need to know their multiplication tables at the end of grade 3 doesn't mean that teachers know how to teach them that stuff or that they've got good instructional materials that have that content in there.
In other words, you need good curriculum to give meaning to the standards for students. Jonathan Plucker at IU Center for Evaluation and Education Policy agrees. He says the Common Core is a great idea in principle, even though Indiana's standards are pretty rigorous anyway. But Plucker's withholding judgment until statewide tests based on the new national standards replace the I-STEP in 2015.
We could have the best standards in the world. Define best however you want. But if those tests don't meet sort of the level of excitement that people have for them, then the standards don't matter at all.
And since the new standards have tie-ins to almost everything, like test scores and therefore teacher evaluations and school letter grades, the costs or benefits of the Common Core, Plucker says, could multiply. For State Impact Indiana, I'm Kyle Stokes.